Welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History, hosted by Dr. Stephen Nichols, where we take a little break from the present to go exploring the past. Travel back in time as we look at the people, events, and even the places that have shaped the story of Christianity. This is our story, our family history. Let's get started.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. In this episode, we're going to finish our conversation about Westminster. We started by looking at 5 things everyone needs to know about the Westminster Abbey. Then last week, we looked at 5 things everyone needs to know about the Westminster Standards. This week, we're going to look at 5 members of the Westminster Assembly. They called them divines. The Westminster Assembly consisted of just over 120 people. At any given time, there were 60 to 80 of them that were involved in the debates and the work and the writing, but we're just going to pull out 5. The first we're going to look at is William Googe. Now, his name is spelled G-O-U-G-E, but it's pronounced Googe. William Googe pastored a church in London right near Blackfriars Theatre. This theater had quite a reputation, and there was a lady of society that was a member of Googe's church, and at one point she was asked why she did not attend Blackfriars Theatre. And she said, "Well, my good sir, there is drama enough in Mr. Googe's sermons." In 1647, he started the London Presbytery. He wrote many books, and one of them, if you want to track it down, is A Guide to Go to God on the Lord's Prayer. Another member of the Westminster Assembly is Jeremiah Burroughs. Jeremiah Burroughs was trained at Cambridge, and he pastored in East Anglia. And then, as Archbishop William Laud and Charles I were turning the heat up on the Puritans, Jeremiah Burroughs found himself exiled to Amsterdam. He was called back in the early 1640s by Parliament to preach the opening sermon of Parliament. A fascinating life. Burroughs was a very active member in the Westminster Assembly. He died, though, in 1646, just as they were starting to publish the works. He was able to write a number of his books, and one book, if you're able to track down and read, it will well repay the time. It is simply called The Rare Jewel of Christian Contentment. It's a beautiful book, quintessential Puritan, helping us think theologically about life. Third member of the Westminster Assembly to look at is Thomas Goodwin. Thomas Goodwin is actually buried at Bunhill Fields, not too far from John Bunyan. We talked about him and his grave in this graveyard in a previous episode. Goodwin was a scholar at Trinity College, Cambridge, but again, under the pressure of William Laud, he was forced to leave there, and he went to London and pastored a church. At one point, he was quite ill. He thought he was going to die, and he said, "Of his coming death, I shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye. All my lusts and corruptions I shall be rid of, which I could not be here." And then he says, "These croaking toads will fall off in a moment." What a vivid image, right, of our sin. Croaking toads that just hold on to us and nag us. Well, Thomas Goodwin survived that. He even survived the Westminster Assembly. In fact, he lived on into 1680. He lived 80 years, which was a very long life in the 1600s. The fourth man I want to mention is Edward Calamy. Edward Calamy lived from 1600 to 1666, born in the same year as Thomas Goodwin. He pastored in London. He was a Presbyterian, and he founded a college called Zion College. And it was located right at a very famous and popular tube stop in London, Victoria Embankment. Well, there, back in the 1600s, stood Zion College. He was convinced that this was the issue, that training the next generation was absolutely paramount to the British Reformation. And so he funneled his energies into Zion College and the training of the next generation. And so we've saved the best for last, and the best is a Scot, George Gillespie. The legend has it that the debate was raging over how to talk about God. What should they say? How do they put it into words? Where do they begin? And the debate was going nowhere. Someone said, "Let's just stop and pray." And they called upon George Gillespie to pray. He stood up and he said, "O God, thou who art a spirit, infinite, eternal, unchangeable in thy being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth." And somebody had the bright idea to write that down as he was praying it, and it does indeed become the Westminster Confession Statement on God. So there it is. The Scots save the day. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History.